Please sit for our reading.
The reading is on page 900 in your pew Bibles. It's from Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 16. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we're all here." The jailer, calling for lights and rushing in, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your whole household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Some gaps up here, front row. As you have church wardens there. Church wardens? Just church wardens first, because they're a different animal. A different animal. Come in, fill up any gaps. It's lovely to be together for this part of the service, because when I was preparing for this morning, I was sort of keenly aware that we all ought to be together to say our yes and to express our support to all the church wardens and the PCC. Now, church wardens are the most ancient office in the land, possibly from a few bishops and people. What? The youngest on the PCC. Yes. That's the trouble with metaphors. Anyway, we're going to talk to these people and commission them. Would you two like to come here? It's a bit sort of nicer facing the world. I'm not going to commission you yet. I'm going to ask you some questions. Ha ha, you didn't know that, did you? No. No. This is a surprise sermon in every respect. To me as well. You had a PCC away day yesterday.
We did.
Good.
Very good.
Good. And what did God do there?
We were thinking of ourselves as a church, both within the community of Locks Heath, and thinking of what is going on within the wider church beyond Locks Heath, nationally and internationally. The church across the world is changing. There are fewer people going to church across the board, and there are different churches emerging. Certainly for young people, the worship is very different to what we experience now. There are different ways of people expressing their love in terms of the way food banks are developing and the way people are getting involved in the community. So we thought a bit about that. We thought about ourselves within that context. And right at the very end of the day, we started thinking about what is it that we can do when we look at the gaps across our nation, across our world, across our area. There are loads of places where we think, you know, we could do this, we could do that. There's a gap for this, there's a gap for that. But actually, we came down to the feeling of what can we do? So we started to think about celebrating what we have here, recognising what we've got here, keeping going with the work that we've got here, and taking some very small steps, doing what we do well, but bringing us together so that we could do small steps and continue to be God's people here.
Thank you. I forgot to mention one thing, but that's lovely to have thousands of things. You can have a ration of 20.
In the happening today, we've just been talking about taking your slippers off and putting your boots on and getting on with things. I think we have spent quite a long time talking about the things we can't do. We don't have so many children. We don't have this. We can't do that because of X, Y, Z. And I think we've decided it's time for us to talk about what we can do. Let's celebrate what we can do and get on with doing what we are good at doing and do more of it. So I think it's very much about let's get on and do things.
Lovely, thank you. Well, do you think we can commission them? It is the ancient office of church warden to have custody of the fabric, goods, and furnishings of the church, to ensure the orderly conduct of worship and service as officers of the bishop in the parish, and to assist the incumbent in his or her ministry to the church and its parishioners. As your leaders at the moment, I'm not quite sure who you're responsible to, but the bishop probably. Serious question. Will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations?
I will, the Lord being my helper.
And the question to us all, congregation, will you support them in their task?
We will, the Lord being our helper.
Thank you. Right. Well, I didn't know when the sermon was coming, but it is. And I wanted to tie it up, really, with what we're doing today in commissioning our wardens, for who we have already tremendous thanks. And thank you all, PCC and wardens, for going away for a day to listen to God, because surely that's what's important. But I think also... main part of your job is telling us what you're about. We've elected you as leaders, everybody. We need you to chatter about what's decided and what's thought about. Otherwise, there's not enough communication going on. In our readings today, I don't know, happening, did you have Acts 16? Long time ago, wasn't it? Anyway, well, we had a reading from Acts 16. You had something about shoes and boots and slippers. And it's a long reading. Carolyn read it to us. But the thing that suddenly struck me as so staggering about it was it's all one day. It all happens in one day. Paul gets very angry, it says, very much annoyed, and casts... silences this woman who's been pestering them so much. And of course, that's not very popular, so they get a riot together and take them to the magistrates and they have them thoroughly beaten. Not a very pleasant thing in those days. And they get thrown in jail. And in jail, they're put in the top security wing and shoved in the stocks. But they go on praising God and singing hymns. Obviously, they belong to choir. We must get on to that. And then God provides an earthquake, and they're all suddenly free, and all the locks and the hinges and everything falls to bits. And the poor old jailer is just about to end his life in utter despair. What more can go wrong? And Paul stops him, and doesn't just stop him killing himself, but gives him a new dimension of life. It's very interesting. It says, they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. That's at midnight, after having been arrested, condemned, flogged, beaten, and then shoved in jail. Ready to preach now? Ready to witness for the Lord? Well, Paul was. And the jailer, it was his moment, and he said he wanted to find that eternal life, and did, and his whole household rejoiced, and they had a meal together, had a meal together, had a meal together. So, that's one day. Now, how could they have done that day? How would you train a PCC to cope with a day like that? What should we do today for the Lord? well, we're going to do an exorcism, we're going to be arrested, we're going to be flogged, we're going to be shoved in prison, we're going to get through an earthquake, and we're going to witness to our jailer. Now, if I was them, I would say, Lord, you must be joking. And we couldn't face it, could we? But God doesn't call us with a great agenda that we must follow. We'd never start. What Jesus promised and what Paul and Silas reckoned on was, I will go with you wherever you are, to the end of the world. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The gospel we had here was Jesus praying that all his disciples should be one with him. And it's that oneness which is our strength. One with him. And then we can move mountains. Then we can even get through a PCC away day. Then we can get some comeback. Then we can get some life. Then we'll be able to follow God in what he's calling us to. Right, let's commission a few PCC people. I won't ask you to stand again because you've already been done. PCC folk, could you like to come up here? You can tell who are the PCC members by the halos glowing around their heads. Thank you very much indeed. Now, just in case you thought you were going to get commissioned, what one thing did God say to you yesterday? One thing.
Well, you asked the question. I did. I answered it.
Say it again.
Listen.
Thank you. Anybody else got anything? Ed Holday.
Be open to change.
Now, Henry had a wonderful joke about that. Henry, you ought to get the credit for this one.
How many Anglicans does it take to change a light bulb? Change?
I had a fantastic experience. Yesterday, Jan and I went to a Prom Praise concert in Poole. And a packed place and lots of huge orchestra and choirs and so on. It was just lovely. Lots of Stuart Townend was the sort of special guest, and we sang lots of his hymns. And as Jan and I were having a meal before the thing in the sort of theatre foyer, and in came the generation that might come to Prom Praise and one or two young people. But when we got going in the concert, it was so crash bang wallop and fantastic. It was a dimension of worship that I thought, golly, I've got to do some learning. So change, yes, and listening to what's going on. And that's not easy. Ooh, no, it isn't, is it, choir? No. Anybody got anything else? What did you get yesterday?
I learnt that we have to be outward-looking and inward-looking and to be open-minded.
Anybody else got something? Yes, Linda.
So we've got a great story to tell here. We do great things here, and let's tell people about it. Let's really get our communication, get on top of our communication and tell what's going on here.
Anybody else? Fiona.
We have a huge amount to offer, all sorts of different things, and we should be proud of that and embrace it and help each other just join in all the different things.
Thank you. Now, somebody was there to help them, and that's David Isherwood, and he was leading. Well, I don't know what you were doing. You were having a love feast, I think.
What point were you trying to get across?
I was... privileged to be asked to lead the worship at the end of the day, and we looked at a passage from 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're called out to be sent in. We're called out by God to be sent into the world, and that calling out is very important. And I said to the PCC that you're called out, you're commissioned, and you will be commissioned and empowered and blessed by God's Spirit. And we must respect that and pray for you, because your job is to turn us inside out. Turn us inside out and let the neighbourhood and the parish set the agenda for what we as a church should be about. And then we bring our resources together to meet that agenda. So turning inside out, the text and context. Ask them about text and context.
Text and context. Alex, you look full of text and context, no? No, pass. See? You didn't realise, did you?
I was very impressed with David. He's a fantastic guy. And, very prayerful man.
Good. Did you get anything for the magazine from him?
No, but I should be trying.
Trying, yeah. Anyone else want to? Will they do? Definitely, yes. I think, where did I put my... Oh, here it is. Thank you. Thank you all. Being a PCC member is not an easy thing. But I do think it's the communication, the sharing of excitement and the dealing with difficult things when they come that's just so important. So let's pray for these folk. It's the office of a parochial church councillor to cooperate with the incumbent or those in authority in promoting the whole mission of the church: pastoral, evangelistic, social, and ecumenical. Will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations?
I will, the Lord be my helper.
Congregation, will you support them in their task?
We will, the Lord be our helper.
Prayer. Lord God, you have taught us in your word that we are members of the one body in Christ, each with a place to fill and a function to perform. Enable us, by your grace, to make our varying contributions humbly and unselfishly, to work in love and harmony one with another, and to serve to your honour and not our own. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you in an exciting year. Thank you. Would you like to go down?